kind greetings to you all. My name is Rachel Mona, foreign language instructor. My perspective will be slightly different. I'm going to talk about teaching English for specific purposes and German for specific purposes at the Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences at the University of Osijek. Let me first introduce you or present our university and our faculty. As we do not have the language center at the University of Tampere has, I will be talking about teaching languages for specific purposes mostly at our faculty. So, the University of Osijek has 11 faculties, 5 departments, and Academy of Arts. We approximately have 20,000 students, but unfortunately the number is declining. You may see the faculties here and the main buildings here. And here are the departments within our university. The Humanities and Social Sciences has 10 departments, at all departments, apart from the Department of English Language and Literature and the Department of German Language and Literature, we offer and we teach English for specific purposes. So, I work at the Department of Common Subjects. This is the department which somehow comprises teaching foreign languages, teaching computer sciences, and teaching physical education. This is how we are organized. So, our department offers these courses. English language, German language, Polish language, and Hungarian language. Today, I'm going to talk about English and German language, mostly because in this project, we are mostly interested in these two languages. Very similar to what you have said, most of our students, approximately, those to whom I teach, approximately 170 students, take English as their first foreign language, and we have just 13 students who choose German as their first foreign language. So we somehow hope to motivate them to change their decisions, but this is rather hard, being English being the dominant global language, of course. So it is not just English for specific purposes. We also offer, and I must mention these general English courses. We offer general English courses only at the Department of German Language and Literature. These are the core and elective courses, and the level of these courses are B2 to C1. So you may see that this is probably due to the fact that students of German language and literature are highly motivated when it comes to language learning, and therefore their language competences are rather high, and the level of these courses is also fairly advanced, I would say. When it comes to ESP courses, so English for specific purposes, we offer these courses to all departments, as I said, apart from Department of English Language and German Language and Literature, because these departments somehow educate students for future English and German teachers. So in undergraduate courses, these are mostly general English courses that they have in linguistics and literature. And later on, they also have, in master's degree programs, they have also courses that cover, let's say, or medicine or specialized vocabulary that we have in our courses. So, when it comes to the English language courses, they are obligatory courses throughout the first and the second year. So basically we have 4 courses in 4 semesters during the first and the second year. And I would say, unlike the Finnish experiences with the 5 credits per a course, if I understood it correctly, our students are more than just 2 credits for each course. So altogether, they can gain 8 credits for their all English language courses. maybe not quite maturated, perhaps. And I would say that most of our students, according to the level they have achieved throughout their secondary education, are B2 level, or at least they should be. Of course, they are far more interested in their specialized courses than in language courses. They, I would say, unfortunately, often don't see benefits of it, or they are not very motivated. They focus on the other courses that they find more often more demanding as well, okay, and more important at that moment. When it comes to challenges, there are many of them. As I said, my position is slightly different. I'm talking as a practitioner, as somebody who teaches courses and organizes materials. So one of the challenges, especially when you work at the Faculty of Arts, of Humanities or Social Sciences, where you have a lot of different departments, a lot of topics, a lot of programs, is that it is not very easy to form the group to start with. So we have just a few single degree programs, and these are, let's say, Croatian language and literature, but at the same time, let's say, department Croatian language and literature is also a double subject degree program, so you may combine it with most of the other programs. Psychology and information sciences and all other are dual degree programs. In addition to it, all these degree combinations are very small, so mostly they consist of only 10 students. So what happens is that we have students of different combinations within one group. So basically we have three programs within a group of 20 or less students. Let's say that out of 20 students, three would choose German, so it leaves us with 17 people studying three different programs here. So, another problem that we are faced with are teaching resources. So, in the field of humanities, more than social sciences, because there are many of them, especially when it comes to humanities, let's say history, philosophy, linguistics, there are a few teaching textbooks focusing on ESP, or ESP in humanities and social sciences. And when you find some, they often focus on one skill only. Very often this is the writing skill, let's say, which somehow we feel that are not adequate for our students, because during the first and the second year, apart from some small writing assignments, they are not interested in writing very much. So what we do regularly is teaching them how to write a CV in EU format, how to write a letter of motivation in order to apply for the scholarship and such things. But writing essays doesn't seem as something that is necessary at that point, especially during the first semester when they started, but even at the end of the second year, it is the same situation. So, very often the syllabi that we find within these books are also not adequate, either because they are supposed to cover, let's say, just 30 teaching hours, or because the topics are not appropriate, because, let's say, we do not have cover half of the topics. We do not have these departments or topics that they cover in their books. So somehow we find that we should omit half of the units, and then we do not see a point in choosing these books and these resources. Or once we thought we found an excellent book, it turned out that it was the intermediate level, so again, this was not appropriate for our courses, for our aims. So, we finally, as I said, perspective is different because I'm interested mostly in the teaching resources, in compiling and selecting materials. We decided to develop our own teaching materials based on our needs, or our students' needs to be more precise. We started with collaboration with other departments, as it seems the most important thing, to see what are the needs of our students, because of course, before we started, we were supposed to study the syllabi of all our departments to check what we are supposed to teach. Because somehow we think that I shouldn't teach, let's say, if my students in the first semester have ancient Greek history, that I cannot teach, I don't know, modern English, Croatian history or something like this in English, that there is no point doing that. Of course, there were a lot of restraints. I have mentioned all these departments that we have. So I teach, let's say, at 5 out of 10 departments that I have mentioned. And there are a variety of degrees and programs and topics. And then, of course, different departments have different needs. Let's say, when it comes to the required reading lists, they are quite different at different departments. There are some which have literally just few readings in English. So students do not see what's the point of learning English if you do not need it during your studies. And then there were some departments which were supposed to read, let's say, literally 30 articles, research articles in English. And of course then the needs of these departments for these students were different. There are just two English language instructors at our university, and we cover all these departments. So what we thought and how we started developing our teaching materials were that we felt we should develop teaching materials for single degree programs, but also for these dual degree programs, so two different types of materials. We unfortunately didn't have enough time, energy, everything to do it at the same time. So what we did, we started with dual degree programs. This is how, let's say, the materials, teaching materials that we have developed or have been developing, because we have tested, but we have not introduced all the changes that we somehow found out that should be introduced into these existing programs. This is how we call them English for Humanities and Social Sciences. These are the topics taught at the third during the third semester. And you may see what are the topics and what are some grammar or other linguistic topics within them. So let's say here in the first one, we talk about language and culture. The starting point here is the Sapir work hypothesis, because we have, in most of my groups, I have students of Croatian language. So this is something that they cover. I always check whether they have covered the topic in their regular syllabi, and they have covered that. So this is a good starting point to talk about, let's say, stereotypes, about prejudice, how they reflect in language, how are they different from one language to another one, how to compare the things in Croatian and English. When it comes to grammar, the choice of the grammar topics depends very much on the structure of the text. So since we have noticed that some things repeat in the text, that they might be interesting to our students, in this first one, it was, let's say, inversion of the negative adverbials. So we teach them how to form something that is typical in formal register. So when we start, hardly ever has she done this, and so on and so on. Mass media relevant for language students, for information science students, let's say the history students, reformation, We chose this episode because we somehow think that we always try that our topics somehow are not very central, not very specific within the different fields of study, but that the other students can somehow find them intriguing and interesting as well. So this famous episode from the English history was used here, hopefully to be interesting to other students as well. The age of reason, so enlightenment is relevant. We think somehow it is primarily a philosophical topic, but it is something that is relevant in all fields of study. Relationships, okay, since students are, we have students of pedagogy and psychology, academic stress, something that they are exposed to. And you will see that, so we started with this, you will see that we use some of these topics simply because of the lack of the time, and because it was, we checked it out so that they somehow work, that students like them. So we use some of them for the single degree program. So this is, let's say, these are the topics, this is our syllabi for English, for English language 3, okay, and this program is offered to students of psychology only. You may see that the topics are slightly different, yet we took some of the topics from this previous program. Let me now switch to German language, which I do not teach, but I have talked to my colleague, and she gave me all the information on it. So we have one general German course only that is taught to academic and administrative staff. So those who would like to join the course, you may see that this is an elementary level. And we offer all these general for specific purposes courses at all other departments. The status, I would say, of these courses is just the same as they are for English, but you will see below that the circumstances surrounding teaching English are quite different. We have students, most of our students are B2 level, most of German language students are or A2 level, so pre-intermediate, and you will see that in this academic year we have only 13 students at all German language courses. So it is really an individual work, and the implications of it, of course, is that due to rather low level of knowledge, we have a strong domination of general language over the language for specific purposes. And somehow that we should think of finding different ways to motivate our students not to neglect their German language capacities and skills. As in our secondary schools, most of our students had German as a second language. Somehow they choose not to learn it anymore once they come to a faculty. And even those students who had German as their first foreign language tend to choose English once they enter the faculty. Okay, and then we have also problems that they cannot follow the pace and the level that the expectations that we have. So we have double problem, I would say. We have a number of questions when it comes to developing teaching materials, and this is something that we are really interested at our department of subjects, in particular foreign languages. So when it comes to the developing of teaching resources, there are some technical issues, such copyright issues. Often we do not know much about it. It would be very useful if somebody told us maybe, or gave us instruction on materials or indicates the basis which offer free materials, okay? There are a lot of methodological technical skills, of course, that we have many questions when it comes to we focus in our teaching materials on writing and on speaking and reading skills. We feel somehow that we neglected listening skills. We mostly use some video materials, video clips or film clips or something like this, documentaries sometimes. But we somehow feel that we have not developed it systematically, and that this can be done in a much better way. But of course, I will leave this for the afternoon session. Also, I have prepared a handout of one of the units so that we can take a look at it and see how these materials look like. And this can be also done in the afternoon. So we would be really grateful for your suggestion. And of course, we would like to share the information with you and new materials on how you do it. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Having listened to two different presentations from two different angles, I think striking differences have come out. One of the differences that struck me was that the range of languages is completely different. In Finland, you have presented, I don't know how many languages you offer courses. Six, seven?
Nine, maybe.
And here we have heard that students lose motivation in German, for example, which is a bit strange for me. Well, being in Central Europe together, in fact.
Definitely. Can you because of a lot of control, a lot of contacts that we have Germany, German culture.
So have you thought about the reasons for this lack of motivation?
Somehow students claim English is easier. I don't believe it, okay? As I study German as well, I know that it takes more time to become, maybe, to start talking in German. This is very often discouraging, okay? Because before you speak up, you should know five declensions and, I don't know, a lot of endings and such things. So students somehow hesitate to speak up, and we are surrounded by English all the time, and somehow I think that fine, it is enough to know English, why would I bother learning German at the same time? So it is the energy saving, I would say the motive very often.
A political issue as well.
This is a political issue as well, because our government is actually not promoting multilingualism in our country.
So not enough.
Mm-hmm. It's perhaps on the paper, I would say, but not in practice.
Yes, please.
Can you say that you two are the only English teachers at home university?
Not university, just again, this is not, I was not talking about the Department of English Language and Literature, so they have a number of English language teachers, of course.
For example, I come from the Department of German Language and Literature, and this is different. This
yes,
is German.
Yes, I see. Okay.
Yes, that's another difference, that you have
yes.
a separate language unit, an
yes.
independent language unit.
Mm-hmm.
And in this institution, like in our institution, we have departments where, well, English major students or German major students study. And besides that, as an additional activity, we teach language courses. So that's another big difference.
Maybe I did not say we have approximately 1,400 students at our faculty. So only 1,400 approximately.
Okay.
Any more questions?